Nationals and Reds finishing off a wraparound series. Steven Strasburg on the hill looking for win number 10 this season. He got some support early. 2-1 in the top of the first. Bryce Harper facing Scott Feldman.
He stretches as the big right-hander delivers. Breaking ball hammered to right field by Harper and gone. A line drive home run into the seats and right. It barely got over the wall. Jeanette turned and looked, and it's two rows in. And Bryce Harper has hit his 23rd home run of the year. For Harper's third of this series.
Something is going on.
Here's Zimmerman. He corks one out to left center field. That ball carrying well, and that one disappears. Home run, back-to-back shots. Rerun by Harper, solo by Zimmerman. Before you can catch your breath here, it's 4-0 Washington. Here's the 2-1. Hit toward right. On the move, Jeanette reaches up, caught the ball. Came in and then went sideways, caught the ball, tries to throw it home, drops the ball. Tagging from second is Murphy. He'll go to third. And then when the ball was dropped by Jeanette, he simply rounded third and came on home. So he scores from second base on a fly ball to right. And it is 5-0 Washington.
And he struck him out, a high heater up and away. Hit an opposite field home run in the same kind of instance early in the game. And he strikes out swinging on a changeup in the dirt. Strasburg as well. Here he comes. Swing and a miss, a high fastball, and Schebler strikes out. Nationals 6, Reds 1.
The Nats go on to the 6-1 win. Strasburg gets his 10th win. 7 innings, 1 earned run. He struck out 11 for his 6th double-digit strikeout game this season. Zimmerman finished the game 3-for-5. And more good news for the Nats, Anthony Rendon was named National League Player of the Week on Monday. The loss drops the Reds 14 games under 500. After the game, Brian Price talked about a tough sweep.
No, he's had some on and off. Knee stiffness throughout the season that he's dealt with and got treatment and has been able to pitch with it and pitch very effectively with it. And it kind of felt coming out of the bullpen that it was something that he's pitched through before and really wanted to pitch, said I can pitch. So, you know, I stuck with him, but by the time we got to the end of the first inning, it was apparent that it wasn't a great idea to keep him out there. So, I made the decision to get Wojciechowski.
Is it something now that you think you might have to deal with a little bit more as far as rest going forward?
Yeah, I think it'll definitely necessitate a stint on the disabled list. I think it would be unfair to Scott and the club to put ourselves in a position where we wouldn't know for sure what he was going to feel like coming out of the bullpen and go through that. He really wants to compete. He's been great. He's dealt with this stuff before. He's pitched with it. He's pitched beautifully with it. And today was one of those days he couldn't overcome, you know, some of the issues that he was having with his knee.
When you went out to see him, were you contemplating taking him out right then and there?
Yeah, I just wanted to look at him in the face. And, you know, we got a good relationship. We talk a lot. And you know, he's been in this position before, but not to this degree. And at the time, he said, you know, Brian, I've pitched like this before. It's not an issue. I'd like to continue to pitch. And I said, okay, you know. And by the end of the inning, I think it was just apparent, and after talking with Scott, that it just wasn't a good idea to go back out.
How about Asher's effort today coming?
Well, that was certainly the story, other than the injury to Scott, was the fact that Asher, you know, we could have completely imploded our bullpen, exploded and blown it up and been in real dire straits going into this next series. And Wojciechowski goes 5 innings of 1-run ball. The bullpen goes 8 innings of 1-run ball. And set us up in a position where we're not as bad off as we certainly could have been if Asher wasn't so effective today.
Did Wojo take the rotation spot for Feldman?
Sir, I guess at this point in time it's a possibility. There's a lot of options for us to look at this point in time. And I, truth be told, I haven't thought at all about what our options are. It was just trying to get through that game without killing the bullpen. And that's where Wojo came up big. And we'll certainly talk with the front office and staff and try to figure out what we're going to do.
Does his outing, Wojo's, save you guys from having to go get another reliever in addition to Sal tomorrow?
That'll be a question that we talk about here, and you know, I'll have a better idea of what we're going to do here tomorrow when I talk to of guys.
You mentioned that Feldman's been dealing with this type of injury before. Do you have a sense of how long he's been dealing with this particular?
No, I think that's probably a question that's better suited for, you know, Scott or our medical staff. I know it's been an issue on and off during the year that he's been with us. You know, dealing with a knee injury or back injury or hamstring. I mean, they're not terribly unusual. However, Scott's put in a lot of time making sure that his knee is strong and doing all the maintenance stuff to keep it strong, and but also knowing that he's not 100%. It's not like he's got, you know, 20-year-old legs under him. He's got, you know, whatever it is, 33-year-old legs. They got some wear and tear, and today was just that, got to that point where it wasn't a good idea for him to still be pitching off that knee.
Which knee is it in?
That's right.
And is there, like, an official designation for what the injury is?
Not that I know of. I haven't heard of a designation at this point.
Were you guys, was Wojo ready before the game for this?
No, this was something that showed up as soon as, you know, he got on the mound and started pitching. The velocity was down, the command was down, the pitch efficiency, you know, he's Scott knows how to get people out, and even on his worst days here with us, he's found a way to battle himself through four or five or six innings, and it just didn't look like he was going to be able to get there. But because he's done it for so long and been so good in that particular role, digging himself out of holes, you know, I felt like he deserved the right to go out there and compete. But I think in the aftermath, it became more and more apparent that he shouldn't be pitching and shouldn't be going back out there for another inning.
Was it hard to see him struggle considering how well he's pitched all season?
Well, it's hard to see him struggle because he's done everything he can to take the field and compete for us. And he's been our best starter, and he's been a great addition to the organization. He's appreciated the opportunity. He's taken advantage of the opportunity. He's worked his tail off. He's been influential to the young guys, and he's been a performer. So the idea of him not being in the mix, at least for a short period of time, hurts the club. But it hurts me personally because he's given everything he's got to, you know, to be able to give us important innings.
Just a thought on the series. Is it just kind of a hat to the Nationals? I mean, they're obviously a team that came in here in first place and played really well this weekend.
They clubbed us. You know, they beat us up for four games. You know, even though we came back into that 10-7 game in game two, I mean, their starters didn't give us anything. You know, they didn't give us anything to get excited about. And we're able to score off their bullpen when they had big leads and they got some of their younger guys in there. But they steamrolled us, and that's you know, that we gave them better ball games in Washington too out of the three. But yeah, this series was not certainly a good representation of our team. I didn't think at all.
Up next for the Reds, the homestand continues on Tuesday when the D-backs visit. Sal Romano gets the start against Robbie Ray.